Welcome to The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt.
Wade Boggs said, "Our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings us, but the attitude we bring to life." I want to explore that idea of how we deal with what happens to us by sharing a story documented in a George K. Jones book that talks about colonial India. In colonial times in India, the English decided to build a golf course in a city that was then named Calcutta. Golfing in India presented a unique obstacle. Monkeys would drop out of the trees, scurry along the course, and seize the golf balls. The monkeys would play with the balls, tossing them here and there, maybe drop them. Clearly, the golfers did not find this acceptable. They wanted to stop it. They wanted to fix it. So, first, they built a tall fence. Apparently, they forgot monkeys were excellent climbers. Well, then they tried to lure the monkeys away, trap them, give them their own balls, but nothing stopped the monkeys from picking up the newly hit golf balls and playing with them and eventually dropping or throwing them. Finally, they decided to change the rules at that golf course. Play the ball where the monkey drops it. For hook or a slice, this might work in your favor. A good shot down the fairway, it may not be so helpful. It's a wonderful metaphor. Play the ball where the monkey drops it. But more often, we're focused on the shoulds around this. You know, it shouldn't happen that way. Those monkeys should not be messing with my well-hit golf ball. Or take it to your life, like when your car doesn't start. Or when you get sick before a big meeting. But just shouldn't happen that way. It really helps us to deal with what is, not be a passive, powerless person, but to deal with what is and let go of the shoulds and instead discern what I want to spend my energy on. I was with some old friends who spent a lot of their energy complaining about others' behaviors, about customer service, about politics, about the world. This just shouldn't be happening this way. Should. That's the word to pay attention to. It might be an opportunity to accept where the monkey drops the ball. For example, I noticed some of my shoulds the other day. I had insomnia. I was frustrated. I couldn't fall asleep. I think I should be asleep by now. Of course, that thought pattern did not help me relax. But noticing that I was shoulding on myself, I decided to stop. And eventually, relax and sleep came. It really helped to notice my shoulds on a recent client call. When I was asked a question, and I couldn't answer it, I noticed my inner critic kick in and derided me for not knowing. I mean, I should have known that answer. But instead of staying with that thought, I noticed that I was shoulding, and I relaxed. I played the ball where the monkey dropped it. I didn't know the answer, and we went from there. And of course, it's the same challenge projecting my shoulds on others. My boss should know better than that. Or my husband should know why I was mad. It's perfectly normal to have feelings of disappointment, sadness, or anger in reaction to what happens with, or what others have done or not done. And we can feel that experience, but we don't have to amplify our suffering by shoulding. Where we put our attention matters. Let's go back to the golf game. If I keep saying, "I hope I don't hit that ball into the woods," I am priming myself to hit the ball into the woods. We have a choice about what we attend to and where we focus your energy. So instead of complaining that my ball went into the woods again, I could focus on where I want the ball to go. It certainly helps me be more resilient as life unfolds. And if things don't unfold as I think they should, I need to learn to play the ball where the monkey drops it. It's a powerful shift from moving from should to this is what's here now, what shall I do with it? It's a lot more fun than getting mad at those darn monkeys. Let me close with a quote from Epictetus, an ancient Greek philosopher. He said, quote, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters."
This has been The Best of Ourselves with leadership and life coach Marcia Hyatt. You'll find archived editions of this show on www.bestofourselves.com.